And we want to turn our attention now to an alert for earnings and taking a look at Warby Parker. If you look at their stock now, it's up 6.3%. They delivered earnings today. Third quarter revenue, just want to give you some of the breakdown, rose 32% to $137 million from a year ago. Sales were up 45% over a two-year period, but its losses did widen to $91 million. That's up from $41 million a year earlier. The company reported $65 million in stock-based compensation expenses, and the eyeglass maker also said active customers totaled 2.15 million. That is a 23% jump from 2020 levels. Warby also says as it grows, its contact lens business, which is about 5% of its sales today, those transactions are less profitable and therefore can be a drag on margins. They were saying that's one of the reasons why they did widen some of those losses. For the full year, however, Warby expects revenue to be between $539 million and $542 million, representing as much as a 38% jump from a year earlier. That's a 46% growth on a two-year basis, part of the reason why you see that stock jumping after those results. And the company also says that it is planning to open about 35 stores by the end of the year, bringing its total count to 161 stores. And, you know, you look at their model, it's one of the first direct-to-consumer companies that proved the traditionally brick-and-mortar-driven eyewear industry can go digital, right? Because it offers so many options out there. It will give you virtual eye vision testing, as well as virtual options to try on their glasses as well. But they also did say that they are seeing at the sort of as we sort of emerge from the pandemic, if you will, that more and more people are interested in going back into the stores, which they really like. They're well sort of, you know, decorated and have a good design. People get a good vibe when they're in there. And so people want to sort of go in as well and look at these glasses and try them on as well. Growth is also being fueled by success in those stores. And some of those risks that they are facing, you know, is whether they can continue to roll out those stores and continue that brick and mortar model as well.